With 7 million people a year departing from this one terminal alone, anything that can improve the security process is likely to be carefully assessed.
Well, anybody who's ever travelled through an airport will be familiar with this now almost traditional form of security operation, which involves removing the odd item of clothing and, of course, being frisked or hand-patted from head to toe. Thank you.
The 12-month trial at Manchester is voluntary, and anyone opting to go through the new machine will not have to be processed in the normal way.
The beauty of this new technology, according to the airport, is that you don't have to take off any clothes, your jacket, shoes or belt. The only problem is whether you mind certain parts of your body being captured on screen.
The airport won't allow any individual to be identified, so this is not my body, but that of an anonymous volunteer.
It's a completely anonymous image, and it's viewed by a highly trained security officer who's sitting in a remote location in the airport.
Terrorism experts say the new technology is a step in the right direction, but they have serious reservations.
Terrorists and the kind of terrorist groups that we are talking here about, actually they're very aware of the kind of technological advancements that are taking place in the industry. So what we've seen recently, for instance, on Saudi Arabia is that terrorists have now moved to carrying the weapons or explosives, in that case, not on their body, but within their body.
As far as most passengers are concerned, however, the new system looks likely to be approved.
So that, to me, it's a lot easier, and at least you know you're going to be safe because everybody's going through the same thing.
It sees everything through you, and you know what I mean, no one can get anything on board. And it'll same work with the cases, obviously. You know what I mean?
If the officers monitoring the image spot anything suspicious, they can highlight specific areas of the body and send that to fellow security staff at the search area for a closer examination. The system may present a less than flattering image, but it's one more advance in proving to terrorists that they're running out of places to hide. Mike McCarthy, Sky News, Manchester Airport.